and Harriet. Dependable, loyal Harriet could always be relied upon. In fact, Georgina would be lost without her. "Your brother is due to start school soon, isn't he?" The maid looked up from the dress, plain brown eyes narrowing in her commonly rounded face. She straightened herself the full length of her average height and scolded Georgina with a voice laced with an extraordinary amount of intelligence and tenacity. "You've already taken care of it. I won't take any more of your pin money." Georgina tried to hide her smile as her friend gave a decisive nod and turned back to the dress. Though no one else in London would likely believe it, the two were friends. No one on earth knew Georgina as well as Harriet did. Without the other woman's friendship as a child, Georgina would never have been able to keep her shortcomings hidden from her perfect, noble family. As it was, they all thought her a hopelessly spoilt brat, a condition she tried to use in her favour as often as possible. "I could tell Griffith to give you a higher wage. He wouldn't doubt me. Probably thinks you deserve one." Harriet draped the dress over the bed and crossed the room to grasp Georgina's hands. "Don't fret. I've been with you since you were 7. I'm not going anywhere." It was hard to believe that Harriet was only 2 years older than Georgina's 18 years. Sometimes she seemed too settled and mature for one so young. Georgina pulled her lip between her teeth. "This is going to work, isn't it?" "Stop that." Harriet shook a finger at Georgina. "You'll make your lips all cracked and wrinkly if you bite them." Georgina smoothed a finger along her bottom lip. The maid nodded before continuing. "Of course it's going to work. We've been through Debrett's peerage 3 times since last season, making a list of all the options. We know every unmarried man who fits your requirements. One will come up to snuff. 4 of them are even dukes. I can hardly marry my brother, so we can consider there to be only 3. Georgina held the masquerade dress up to herself and spun around the room, enjoying the novelty of the Elizabethan-styled gown. "Spindlewood is most likely going to be escorting his granddaughter around this season, though he's been out of mourning long enough to consider remarrying. You don't consider him too old?" Harriet's eyes widened as she sank into the chair at Georgina's dressing table. "I do, as a matter of fact. Were he to die, I would be a very young dowager with no firm ties to the next duke. There's not nearly enough power in that position." Georgina slipped her feet into her slippers and did a final inspection in the mirror. "It's too bad that his grandson is so young. He's not even out of school yet." Harriet tilted her head to the side. "You could wait for him. He's sure to enter society within the year." As if Georgina could afford to wait an entire year in the hopes that the Duke's grandson would prove as socially proficient as the rest of the family. Georgina shook her head before carrying the dress into the dressing room for storage. Harriet's light footsteps followed her. "What I need, Harriet, is for the Duke of Marshington to make a reappearance, seeking the most advantageous bride for his re-entry into society. That would set me up for life. I might actually believe God was looking out for me if that were to happen." Which meant she had little to no hope of it happening. She was certain God was up there somewhere, but she was just as certain that he'd tossed her aside long ago. "There's still one other duke, a marquis and 2 earls on your list. Though I do wish you would reconsider removing the Earl of Ashcombe. Your sister..." "My sister should have married him when she had the chance." Georgina checked the reticule she had made for the upcoming ball, ensuring it was packed with everything from a spare pair of slippers to a needle and thread for urgent dress repairs.